3:35, almost 3:36 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I mentioned earlier in the show, just for a brief moment or two, that there's a pretty big debate coming up tomorrow in Moorhead between and among the mayoral candidates, Mike Hewlett, Mark Hintermeyer, and Delray Williams, as well as the council candidates in Moorhead. And to tell us more about this, because I think this is a big deal, is the Barbara Hedrick. She is with the League of Women Voters in Moorhead. Hello, Barbara Hedrick. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So tell us about this this debate. This is, I think, one of three forum/debates that the candidates for mayor are going to have in Moorhead. Give us the nuts and bolts on this one.
Okay. Tomorrow at the HempConf with our co-sponsors, the Senior Connection, Charlie Johnson will be moderating. We'll start at 6 o'clock with the candidates from Wards 1 and 2, then at 7 o'clock with candidates from mayor, and 8 o'clock with candidates from Wards 3 and 4. We'll also be videotaping the forums, and they'll all be on eventually the Moorhead access channel, public access channel, and our YouTube channel for the League of Women Voters of the Red River Valley.
Fantastic. So what's the format going to be? Is it going to be head-to-head, blood and
no,
hair?
No, the way we run it
flying,
is that,
or what?
No, we run a very strict League of Women Voter rules. Each candidate will get 2 minutes for an opening statement, and then we will get questions on cards from the audience that will be read by the moderator. Each candidate will get a chance to respond to those questions, and then when we either run out of questions or run out of time, we will do a 2-minute closing statement from the candidates.
What's the sense that you get? You teach at MSUM. What's the sense that you get from the community in terms of interest and people being into this race? Because this is, I mean, as an observer, this is a pretty big election for the city of Moorhead, because you're going to have, as I referenced earlier, only the third mayor in the past, heck, 3 decades in Moorhead. So there's going to be some changes going on. Do you sense that people are into this race or not so much?
My sense right now is that people are still trying to figure out what they want to do in the mayoral race. And they're still sort of feeling out the candidates. You do have some people who, you know, made up their mind early, right when people announced. But I also think you have a lot of voters who just are still up for grabs in terms of making their decision.
And this last 3 weeks will be big, because I believe that there's also a forum/debate the day before the election. I think the election is November 5th, a Tuesday. I think there's another debate on November 4th, a Monday.
Wow.
And so it's going to be going right down to, I think, the wire here. But I think you're right. I'm not sure that voters, you know, you and I, you much more than I, are into what's going on with politics and local and everything else. I'm not sure that your average voter out there, other than knowing a couple of the names here and there, are that engaging. And so these next 3 weeks are important in this race, I think, Barbara.
Yes, I think so. I think you'll see a lot of candidates and their supporters door knocking on weekends and doing as much as they can to remind people of that they need to go out and vote, and that there is an election. It's a, you know, it's an odd time, this off year in November, and reminding people that they need to show up, and we'll see who does show up and how many people do. Minnesota in general has a reputation for people showing up to vote. Let's hope that they do so the first Tuesday in November this year.
Well, and that's, I was going to also say that this is not a presidential election, and Minnesota had great turnout a couple of years ago during the presidential election. This is an off-year election and a rather low-key one so far. Would you expect that the turnout's going to be fairly low, historically speaking? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, when you're just 1 year removed from a presidential year, like I said, it's only local elections that really reduces your turnout.
It's only been a year ago, hasn't it? Gosh,
it has. It feels like longer, doesn't it?
It seems like 2 or 3 years, but you're right. It's actually less than a year ago at this point that we elected a president and Congress people and senators and everything else. Wow. Life is either dragging or going too fast. I can't figure out which way it is.
Insanity makes people, you know, think that time goes more quickly. and things in D.C. are completely insane.
Oh, good Lord. Although I think that they are going to reach a deal now with over the debt ceiling. I think
there will not be a default, I don't think, but I won't be surprised if they won't go down to just the very last minute.
I'm going to predict that something's going to be announced later today, as a matter of fact. I get that sense. I just had Senator Heitkamp on the program, and she hinted that maybe something would, it might be coming down later today.
There's that's coming out before, but I've seen that before, and then things fall apart, so we'll see.
What is going to decide this election in Moorhead? You know, it's, again, I'm not sure people are locked in to the issues. I'm not sure that they're locked into the personalities. What, in these off-year mayoral elections in smaller towns, what's the name of the game? How is one of these people going to get elected?
Well, these sort of low turnout elections tend to be better for incumbents. So for the council members who are incumbents, that tends to be better for them because their voters are familiar with them and more likely to show up and vote. But when you have a wide open race for mayor and no, you know, single huge issue really dividing the city, and the current mayor hasn't endorsed anybody, I don't believe.
I haven't heard, nope.
Yeah, so that also makes, you know, so that you don't have any of that going on either. So I think, you know, it could be coming down to what grabs people's attention, either an issue or a personality in these last few weeks that, again, gets people to vote.
With the three...
A nonpartisan race also complicates it because people don't have their number one cue, which is party identification.
Well, and that's the other... I mean, it's a nonpartisan race, although you... they have their own viewpoints. They know,
right.
You know, I could name...
People who are active in politics can tell you what party these candidates are in.
Right,
But they don't run with identifying the party, so a lot of voters don't know that.
So there are three candidates for mayor. There's Mike Hewlett. He's a current city councilman. There's Mark Hintermeyer. He's a current city councilman. There's Delray Williams running for her first political office ever. She's a lifelong accountant. How you're gonna have?
And actually, we have a fourth name here. I've got a fourth name here on my list. Kevin Shores.
Yeah, no, that's accurate too. Yeah, I guess there is four candidates. I'm not sure how active Mr. Shores has been so far in the campaigning part of it or participating, but you're right. There are four. What percentage of the vote is it going to take to win this thing? Because with four candidates and three maybe more visible ones, could 25% win the mayoral race?
30% could do it if it's heavily split. Somebody, you don't have one candidate who's a whole lot better known than the other ones are. If, for example, you said Mr. Hewlett's a current council member. If his ward comes out heavily, that could be the difference.
Okay.
If turnout is heavier in his ward than other ones, that could be the difference.
So what's the percentage that's going to turn out in Moorhead overall? What's an off-year election turnout?
Is 20 to 25%.
So the next mayor of Moorhead is going to be elected with 30% or less of a 25% turnout. So
very possibly, yes. So, yes.
God bless democracy. God bless representative democracy. Isn't it great?
That freedom of speech also means the freedom to keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely. More people probably should, and including me on some days. Give us the nuts and bolts one more time, Barb. It is at 6
tomorrow
o'clock.
Tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock at the HemConf with our co-sponsor, the Senior Connection. We start at 6 for 45 minutes with the candidates from Wards 1 and 2. Then at 7, the candidates for mayor. And at 8, the candidates for Wards 3 and 4.
And people who are there in attendance can ask questions and can become involved,
they will,
correct?
They can submit questions written on a card. And the moderator will read it, and we'll screen it slightly for duplication or clarity. Otherwise, we'll just read what questions come up.
Okay, that sounds great. I will make it there, Barb. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully you fill the place or get a good crowd, and you have people participate and have a say or at least ask questions of the people who might be running their city here after the first of the year. So
the like citizens everywhere, everybody should know that this is your government. Make them listen to you.
25% will vote. Remember that. 20 to 25%. So, but I'll see you tomorrow night. Okay. Thanks, Barb.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Barb Hedrick. She is a political science professor at MSUM.